So this week's super fan is Ellie DiJulio, who apparently lives in Ontario, Canada.
Oh, we're huge.
Which I did
up
not
north.
Know. Apparently, yeah, she's a constant listener. She, I recognize her from all of our social. She's extremely active on our social media and has been for.
I like
years
her last name.
Years. I'm sure I'm saying it right.
DiJulio.
Let me take a shot. 100% sure I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, looks right.
It's got to be right.
Yeah.
If that's wrong, don't tell us, Ellie. She says, I started listening to the DGS in 2004 while delivering beauty supplies during my undergrad at UMSL. I was new to St. Louis and one afternoon happened to catch this vaudeville-type talk show with two dudes telling each other in-jokes. Now, she's not talking about the show. But playing drafts from Space Ghosts and occasionally talking about politics. Dave and Tom quickly became part of my daily routine, making me cry laughing as often as they made me think seriously about the state of the world. I'd never heard anything like it, and I still haven't.
No one makes you think like Tom Turbrock.
I'm just thinking that same thing.
If he defines the provocateur.
Yes.
The DGS has stayed with me through some weird, wild years, a familiar oasis in an otherwise chaotic life. It's been my steadfast companion through graduating college, moving across the country, and then to Canada, getting married, very nearly getting divorced, and radically changing religions. Even the day I had my daughter, Dave's voice was one of the very first she ever heard.
Wow.
She does not take a day off. That show has become more than a source of entertainment or information. It's part of my family. Lots changed in the last 14 years, both for me and for the Dave Glover Show, but I'm always thankful to have my radio family along for the ride, no matter where I go, no matter what life throws at me. Thanks for doing what you do, guys. I get it.
That's so great.
Very sweet.
Man, I think I know more about her than any other person I know. I mean, man, if she was about
not
her,
Taliban.
No. Yeah, well, her marriage, and said it almost broke up, but she's still, that's great.
We saved her marriage.
I'm thinking that's us.
Full credit. Yeah, taking full credit.
We'll take credit for that.
You're welcome, Ellie.
Oh, yeah. Mark Close, compliment. I know more about your life. I know you've almost got a divorce, but you saved it. That's great.
You sure wrote in the
essay. I mean, I'm just glad
we
know so much.
You know, though, this is the longest essay.
Tony's right. That is another classic Mark Close rhythm.
I just want to point out that what you did here was a little too much, but then I'll put a compliment at the end of it.
You know who Tony is?
But it's great.
Tony is your friend that knows you're in a toxic relationship, and they're tired of you complaining about how bad your boyfriend is, and he's so over the boyfriend, but he knows he can't say too much, because then you're going to get mad at him, but he takes his moment, and he's going to point out exactly what he's doing wrong.
Oh, really? Got drunk again, huh? Yeah. That's Chad.
Chad. Classic Mark. You just can't let anything go.
See, you've that's the thing. I'm so desensitized to Mark. I speak such fluent Mark.
He's beaten us all.
No, he's carped us all. Yeah. Except Tony is the only one who likes.
But Tony's,
still
Tony's
it.
Right though.
But no, okay.
Who, Ellie? I mean,
no.
We're all beaten into submission by you.
Quite a thorough job.
The question I would have is that, and bless her heart that she did it, but.
We're doing it now.
Let me finish what I'm going
don't
to say.
Say. Bless her heart.
I don't think I could send information that deep about my life.
Because you haven't had one.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, you haven't lived. You haven't experienced anything.
No, but I mean, I've had.
Mr. Perfect.
I'm in the Mr. Marital Problems right now, but we don't need to talk about it. that it's no, I mean, that's amazing. That
she tried throwing up in her mouth?
Yeah, she just wouldn't go for it.
She's having some EG issues again.
But Andrew said,
throwing up in someone else's mouth?
If you want more kids, this is the way it's got to be done.
You came home with your mouth smelling like vomit, and she's like, where have you been?
You've been two-timing me.
Somebody else's breath.
Smart mouth. Boom.
We gotta drag our client.
That's a compliment.
Know everything about you.
It is. It's if you have bad breath, you take Smart Mouth, and then you don't. Hello.
You inject
that's
smart
what
mouth.
It is.
Well, you dodged a bullet in that divorce there, didn't you?
Quick, give me a Smart Mouth drip IV.
Right now.
Look at his face. He's so mad. This is better than not. Sometimes we get these super fan submissions, and they're like a line and a half, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll come in here and announce the line and a half.
Tony,
it's better to have three
been
paragraphs.
Listening for 15 years, huh? Ever try to evolve, Ellie?
Never said that. But hey, you're sweet.
She says her life has changed pretty radically, but
that's great.
Still listen to this crap.
But it's cute.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes past 4 p.m. So we had fun yesterday with Superfan because Taliban came in and read the bio of Superfan Ellie from Ontario, and she just really invested in the show. And as a very loyal, like 15-year listener, of course, Mark Close just took a giant steaming crap on her.
I don't believe I did.
So we have Ellie calling in today. Hello, Ellie.
Hi.
So are you calling in from Canada?
Yeah, I'm in Hamilton, Ontario.
I don't see how that's possible.
What? You don't think they have phones?
No,
or what?
I don't see how that's possible at all. So
that's long distance.
So when did you go to Canada?
I moved here in 2009. 2008. So it's been 10 years now.
Yeah. Wow. Probably pretty similar to St. Louis, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Barely tell the difference. So did you get to hear the segment yesterday?
I didn't hear it until this morning when I listened to the podcast.
How did that hit you?
I played it for my husband, and I was like, listen, I just got quoted. I am in a verified company.
That's awesome.
Only certain, you got to be special to be quoted. You know,
it's normally, a thing.
You know, have you're to be one of the members of the show.
You're in a club now.
That's it.
Yeah.
Very distinctive club, so.
Thanks for sharing so much there, Ellie.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah.
Really?
I found it charming. I can't do that. I can't do it.
Here's the second half of closeting.
It's what sucking, I said it yesterday.
The sucking up to the victim.
No, I'm not sucking
up. And the moving of the goalposts.
Ellie, did when he started it, before I pointed out what he was doing, did you not realize what he was, did it come off as sweet?
Oh, no. I knew exactly what he was doing.
You knew what he was doing.
I saw where that was going.
Well. I'm gonna have to
the best part was Tony being like, nah, but it's cute. It's cute. That's totally what he does.
I think it's lovely. No, you don't.
I do. I do. It's the fact that she can share with strangers.
Stop. Nobody's buying it.
Nobody is buying
it. Not one person.
No?
Not one person.
I mean,
I would never do that, but the fact that she would is like really cool.
Whoa.
So good for you.
Whoa. Really? Told us. I know more about Ellie than I do about my closest friends.
I still stand by that.
It's cute. It's sweet.
It is sweet. It's lovely. She sounds like a lovely young lady.
You got to admire someone for telling every friggin' detail of their life.
Whether you want to hear it or not.
No, it's laudable.
Right. The ups and the downs.
I bet you're unappreciated in your own family.
Kind of weirdo.
No, I never said that. Never said that.
Well, Ellie, thanks for joining Superfan and listening for all these years.
No, thank you so much. I mean, I said in my life story, I've been listening for a really long time. And I tried to call when I was getting ready to move from the States, but I couldn't get through. I was really sad. I was right on the edge of the listening area, and I stopped for gas, and I called the phone, and I never got through, and I just wanted to call and tell you how much you had meant to me, and then podcasting started, so I got to keep on with you guys, so it was great.
And now you're part of the DGS canon.
Yeah.
So.
Keep tweeting. We love that.
All right, Ellie, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, you embarrassed us once again.
Sorry.
She
in front
cool.
of company.